In our next game, we'll imagine what Ask Me Another The Movie would sound like. By the way, Charlize Theron would play me due to typecasting. Let's check in with our contestants. Sam, you love Benjamin Franklin.
I do.
You actually have a tattoo in his honor. What is the tattoo of?
It's a kite with a key on the bottom.
The audience loves it. Just for you personally, why Benjamin Franklin?
I wish I knew. like in eighth grade when we learned about American history, I was like, this guy is so cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just sort of snowballed and now I have a tattoo.
It just got out of control.
Yeah, not sure. Just like buy a lot of books about him and just tell people about.
Okay,
how cool
so what is a little bit of a fact or a piece of trivia that you've learned about Benjamin Franklin that you love?
He invented like swim flippers when he was like a kid, like 11 or 12 or something.
That's a great little fact.
Thank you,
Sam.
Yeah.
So, Michael, before your gig at Lifetime, you were a tour manager for the Alvin Ailey Dance Group.
Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
American Dance Theater, thank you. So, you tour around the world. Any distinctive memories from that time?
One of my favorites was when I met the Queen of Denmark at a reception at this palace place.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really a palace, but it was kind of where her garden was. So,
auxiliary palace or
you know,
whatever. Yeah.
Her castle on the side. and they tell you that you can't speak to her until she speaks to you. And she would just stalk around with her glass of red wine and just stand in your conversations. And so she's there, but she hasn't talked to you, so you don't know if you really can talk to her. And so finally she said, yes, yes, that is very true. And we were like, hi, how are you, Majesty? How are you doing? It's so nice to meet you. It was very nerve-wracking.
That's wild. I wonder if she enjoys... I mean, I guess that's something you choose,
right? I feel like that
might
be something that she does for fun.
Your next game is about game shows that are actually faker than this one. It's an audio quiz called Film and TV Trivia. We'll play a movie or TV clip where a fictional character is asked a trivia question on a game show. Ring in and provide the correct answer to that trivia question. And if you get it right for a bonus point, you can name the movie or TV show the clip came from. Michael, you won the last game. If you win this, you go straight to the final round. Sam, you need to win this or... we're going to send you home with a lovely parting gift, which is the name tag you're wearing. Okay, here is your first clip.
What famous cartoon character soared to fame on his oversized ears? Carlton.
That's an easy one, Bob. The beloved pachyderm in question won our young hearts by turning a handicap into...
Oh, I'm sorry, time is up. Let's go to your opponents.
Sam.
Dumbo.
Dumbo is correct, yes. And for a bonus point, can you name the movie or television show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You got it, yes. In this clip, Rosie Perez's character appears on Jeopardy and astonishes her boyfriend, who is played by Woody Harrelson.
Foods that start with the letter Q.
All right, let's go with the foods that start with the letter Q, please.
A game bird related to a partridge.
Quail.
Michael, quail is perfectly correct, yes? For a bonus point, can you name the movie or TV show?
I think it's Blank Check, but I know I'm wrong.
It is White Men Can't Jump.
Right.
Okay, here, Tracy Jordan is trying to rush to the hospital for the birth of his child and accidentally hails... the cash cab.
So for me to be there at the birth of my daughter, I have to answer trivial questions despite having gone to middle school in the Exxon station?
Yeah. You ready to play?
Bring it.
Weighing up to 4 tons, what type of mammal is the famous Shamu?
Michael.
Killer whale.
Yeah, that is correct. Orca or killer whale. And for a bonus point, can you name the movie or TV show?
That would be 30 Rock.
Of course it is. Yes. Okay, in this clip, the team of Corey, Sean, and Topanga compete on a high school quiz show.
The region known as the Fertile Crescent lies between which two rivers?
Sam.
The Tigris and the Euphrates?
That is correct, yes. And for your bonus point, can you give me the TV show or movie?
Boy Meets World.
Yeah. All right, this is your last clue. In this clip, Dev Patel knows the answer to a trivia question thanks to personal experience.
On an American $100 bill, there's a portrait of which American statesman?
Sam. It is possible, just like Dev Patel's character in this clip, that your entire life has been leading up to this moment. Sam.
Benjamin Franklin.
That is correct. For a bonus point, can you name the movie or television show?
Is it Slumdog Millionaire?
It better be. Yeah. All right. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Sam. You won that game. You've each won a game, so it's time to go to a quick game three. Now, I will give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 10 geographic locations mentioned in the Beach Boys song Kokomo other than Kokomo. Michael.
Aruba.
Aruba's correct. Sam?
Poconos.
I'm sorry, the Poconos is incorrect. The other answers are Bahama, Bermuda, Florida Keys, Jamaica, Key Largo, Martinique, Montego, Montserrat, and Port-au-Prince. Sam, we're so sorry to see you go. Michael, you're headed on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Michael in our final round, and we'll talk to Mary Wiseman from Star Trek Discovery about what it's like to be the nicest person in space. And get ready to send your angry complaints to the FCC, because her game is going to be a ton of fun. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.